Acts 4:32 through 37. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed each as any had need. Thus Joseph, who was also called by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
This is the word of the Lord. Okay, great little, you know,
yeah.
It's like we've been kind of seeing all these big things. Here's this, you know, think back to chapter 2, the fellowship of believers. This is kind of a similar passage to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
The end of chapter 2. And then we kind of have this whole John and Peter saga. But now it's like, all right, let's get back to the church. Let's see what's going on there. And man, they love each other.
Yeah,
they're of one heart. They're of one soul. Nobody even like claimed very hard to his own possessions. They had everything in common. The apostles were preaching, right? They were talking about the power of the resurrection. They were giving people this new identity in the Lord by the power of the gospel. Grace was upon them all. And what's the result? Nobody was needy.
Exactly.
Everybody's needs were met. That's an amazing thing to think about. What are your thoughts on this passage?
It is. It's like the knowledge of God had transformed their actions. Their belief was playing out in this behavior that they're giving everything. They're selling what they have. They're taking care of each other. And it's like they are a family. It's the family of God. This is how people took care of each other in that time. You know, families were very much like the economic, that was your safety net. And now they're acting like a family. And there's great joy in this. And I just think it's a lot of times people try to, you know, break this down in like a debate about whether or not we should, you know, live communally, like make this like, just descriptive?
Is Christianity or is it prescriptive? A communist religion?
Right. Or is this telling us this is how we should live now because of the, how the first church, how the people acted? But, you know, in this narrative, I mean, it's descriptive and it's prescriptive. And Paul says in other places in his letters that they should esteem others better than themselves and take care of them. So it is instructing us on how to live with each other and how to take care of each other.
But I don't think that it says you can't have any of your own stuff.
That's right.
And in fact, I think it's very interesting. I hate to jump the gun to tomorrow, but I think there's a warning. Well, there's obviously a warning in chapter 5. We're going to get there tomorrow, but it may not be the warning that you think it is. So Ananias and Sapphira, obviously, they see what happens with Joseph or Barnabas, and they're like, oh man, everybody loves him. I mean, gosh, he became Barnabas. We want to be like Barnabas. And so I don't think that they're condemned for holding back money.
Right.
I think they're ultimately condemned for lying about it. They wanted the full credit of generosity, but they only were willing to be somewhat generous, right?
Right. And I think that actually is very instructive of the passage. Like, it's demonstrating what, you know, in contrast to how the people lived under the covenant. I mean, when you see the Pharisees, like what it had kind of devolved to, it was very miserly, you know, holding everything to yourself, enriching yourself at the expense of others. And now this is more a picture of Jesus' new commandment to love God and love others. And that is what you see in this contrast with
Barnabas. In a miserly way, if you did give, you really wanted to get credit for it. You wanted to get full credit for it. I am glad that I am not like those other men, tax collectors. I tithe twice a week, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But what is the way of love? The way of love is actually concern for others without needing any credit for it.
That's right.
If I give all I possess to the poor, if I surrender my body to the flames, become a martyr, but have not love, what? I gain nothing. Right? And so, yes, what is the response of this? It's to live in a community of love for one another, not necessarily to sell everything, but to love one another so much. And what happens when you love one another? you seek to meet their needs. You seek to care for them. You seek to make sure that they're, like you say, if we see ourselves as a family, then we'll really, really care for right. one another. And that is the power of the gospel.
Yeah. And I think the fact that in this particular segment, it highlights Barnabas, again, telling us that he's a son of encouragement. So obviously he was doing this to encourage others. And I also had never noticed before, or I didn't know, that he was a Levite. And it just made me think of the Old Testament where God said ultimately his vision for his people would be that we would be a kingdom of priests. And that's who the Levites were. Mm-hmm. They were pointing others to God. And Barnabas is really pointing us to the character of God, because who gives more than God out of love and expecting nothing in return? I mean, no one other than Jesus. And also the Levites, their portion is the Lord. So it's like he's so full of the Lord and what he has done for him that he doesn't hold tightly to his possessions. He's willing to let him go.
It's all good. That's yeah. so good. Well, hey, a lot more to talk about, but I think we're out of time. So for Jennifer McClish, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.